Lord, please help us begin and end our day with your word. Help us live in peace. Amen.
L'chaim. Amen. L'chaim.
Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the girl, Jesse Joyce. Thank you, buddy.
What's up,
everybody? Thanks for being part of this. Isn't that something? Read that prayer for me again.
Please help us begin and end our day with your word. Help us live in peace.
Isn't that something? You got to beg Jesus to help you praise him more. I mean, this, can we be honest, whether you believe in God or not, a little egotistical, can we say?
Well, he's the one and only, and you can't be with other ones. And
yeah, I will praise you constantly, but I got to be honest, Lord, between work, my relationship, my power just went out again in my house, true story, I might forget about you for a second. Could you do whatever it takes to let me remind? Oh, all these bad things are too? So I remember. Okay, you can stop. You can stop reminding me then.
Do you ever have the thought, like, you know what? I feel guilty, or I feel like there should be God in my life, or anything like that? Do you ever feel like guilty? Or
I do.
You do?
Periodically.
Yeah. You were raised Catholic?
Yeah.
So. That's the kind of guilt that stays hardcore.
Well, you know what, though? But I don't think it was like I was raised. Like, I don't think it's like that, like, that I was raised with the Catholic guilt thing that I was a bad person.
Oh, that's whatever. Right. You had, like, nice parents.
It's not. Yeah, I had nice parents. So, like, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I just feel guilty that, like, it was, like, such a big part of my life growing up. And then just they've ruined it for me, you know? And so it's
who's
like,
they?
I wish the fucking church ruined it for me, you know? Like, the kid fucking is not cool. And like, all the rules, like, there's so many, like, it's like the military, like, all these fucking unnecessary levels of,
isn't that something,
bishops, there's, and like that hierarchy,
there's really 10 rules, though, let's be honest, stupid. Right,
yeah. But not to them, like, there's a whole bunch, you know, and like,
no sleeping,
and like, oh, you can't, no, you shouldn't ask a priest that, you should talk to the bishop, like, what does it fucking matter, you know what I mean, like, you have this
levels of human beings,
yeah,
that throws me off.
Yeah. And then the fact that, like, and they're just so out of fucking touch. Like, I remember, like, I think one of the last straws was this, like, Vatican Council was convened, like, in our lifetime and, like, in adulthood, actually. And then, and something, like, they came back, like, they fucking sat around for, like, a week and, you know, like, in some giant golden room in the Vatican, eating peacock every day, you know, and whatever.
Like, you really fucking chose peacock there.
Yeah, because it's just an ostentatious thing that, you know, like, poor people had to fucking provide them with somewhere, like that. And then they just, and the what it was is like, oh, we're gonna kneel sooner now. Like, it was like a different time, and it was like, really? Like, that's what you fucking spent a week discussing, you out of touch fucking assholes.
Well, do you believe at all in God or Jesus?
Yeah,
or
I totally believe in God. Yeah.
I as just what?
You know, actually, what I was turned on by kind of in the last year. Do you guys ever hear the Jeffersonian Bible?
Mm-mm.
It's fucking interesting. Jefferson wrote a Bible.
It's the Bible, but they take out what. It's only filled with things that Jesus supposedly actually said.
Said or did, minus all of the magic tricks.
Can I tell you? What? I, because of your recommendation years ago for that, you mentioned this when we first met. I bought that for Lauren for Christmas, and she loves it because she is a fan of Jefferson.
Yeah,
and she also believes that Jesus did have some good things to say, and people have skewed it over time. And she's agnostic. So she's not sure exactly what being is out there or what's happening or what's controlling things, but she's loving it.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting because nobody can argue with the stuff Jesus said. Like, he was right about everything he said. Like, you can't, don't punch people. Like, that's a fucking good rule. Like, I don't think I think I'm paraphrasing. But
it was a while since you read it.
Somewhere in there. There's like a basic general concept, like, punching people isn't good.
See, but I think, you know, with you saying nothing he said was wrong, and I know that you're exaggerating and, you know, being bigger than what it really is, but to follow a human being is always a little bit scary.
Nothing that's recorded that he said is anything you could argue with. Like, it's all just like, be fucking kind to everybody. And, you know, like, there's nothing, any of the, like, Jesus never said anything about gays or, you know, the blacks, like, you know, there's none of that. Nothing in there.
Well, he didn't even know that phenomenon was going to happen. You could be all knowing and not think that shit's ever going to happen. You know
what? Black people, I know, right?
You can tell that tone. I know, right? Is I'm not even going to acknowledge. I'm asking, you know, do I feel guilty? You have to give me something, Lord, for me to, you know, feel better. For example, I think of the times I did believe in Jesus up until my early 20s. Uh-huh. And then afterwards, I stopped. Same amount of shit being thrown my way the whole time. So let me say, you know what this reminds me of? Me, mainly with my younger brother Mark, but my younger siblings as well. I had the club. And you could be in my club, and good things are going to happen when you're in my club. But you got to do me favors. Make me a peanut butter sandwich. Let me get the front seat of the car when mom's driving. You know, all these kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
Until one day, my brother's smart enough to go, there's no fucking club, is there?
Right.
I never got a fucking thing. I think we're going on year three. Fuck you. And I'm like, all right, well, your score is back down to zero for that attitude. You were at a 9, by the way. You were so close to being my club. He's like, go take your fucking club, shove it up your ass. Because I don't think there is such a thing as a fucking club. I've never seen a meeting. Who else is in this club?
Jesus.
And I say, Jesus.
Okay.
Please. I wrote this in my book in a little more detail, but I bought, well, it was free actually. My mom went to garage sales all the time, and in a free box, they had a Walkman with, one of those pocket radios, you know, the size of a Walkman. It wasn't the year of the Walkman yet. And on the side, it has, you know, a volume knob, 1 through 0, the 0 meaning 10. And so I would put that high on the shelf because I was taller than my siblings. And that would be their score. And I'm like, you work together with your brother and sister. And then one time, my brother Mark was taller than me. And he was at a 9. And he put it all the way to a 0. And I'm like, why would you do that? And he goes, fuck your club. I'm like, oh, you did it now. So I'm on to you, Jesus. In fact, I don't even know who I'm talking to. You tricked me again. But yeah, dude, you got it. I should have gave my brother something once.
But I did a lot of Jesus demerits,
right? But I didn't. Hey, let me mention this before we go a little further. Today's show, it is brought to you by DangerBin.com.
I know you're asking what DangerBin.com is. DangerBin.com is a daily comedy blog with a short new post every day. Can't think today? Take a thought from DangerBin.com. Visit DangerBin.com now. That's DangerBin.com.
Wow.
Huh?
Good for them.
The jingle.
Wow.
You know what? Some days I wake up.
Just write that right there on the spot, that jingle? That is incredible.
Does it seem hard like
to believe. A little bit.
I worked very hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. You see those... one of those sitcoms where the guy is like a jingle writer, you know? There's the guy from Full House. And I think, did Alan Thicke make jingles in
no.
that TV show?
Alan Thicke was a psychiatrist, right?
To me, that's the same thing. And it doesn't look like they put it. I hear these jingles on TV.
Yeah.
I think it's the same amount of thought.
Give me something else. I'll make a jingle right the fuck now.
Come on, 800-EMPIRE today.
Yeah. Does
that work? Have you fucking ever use their service?
Yes.
I just recently did.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
You
I just recently
bitches.
Did. And to remember their phone number, I go,
it's really annoying that actually
I know.
Works.
I know that. And in fact, I try to I'm not listening because I don't want it to seep in because then it works.
Right.
Anyway, DangerBin.com.
Hey, I want to mention this. Do you think we should put a sign on our bookshelf? We have the shelf, and it's all stuff we created, and I'm very proud of it. It's books that we're in, awards we've gotten, my favorite, the American flag that was flown in our honor on an F-16, I believe.
A picture of it and put it up on show notes so people could see the shelf.
So one of these books that we're in is Podcasting for Dummies, and regularly I get asked this, just asked it by by Jesse.
Wow.
Well, it's such a stupid question. It's okay, so don't worry about it. Have you guys read that book? I almost want to put a sign that says, we're in it.
In fairness, I did ask it really condescendingly.
Right, that's what I mean.
You guys aren't in that, are you?
This can't be any way. But yeah, Podcasting Masters, we're in it. Podcasting for Dummies. What
we're
else?
We're in it, meaning like we are cited as how to do podcasting well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I never write it. Citizen Marketers, Santa versus Satan. Now that one's going to teach you how to do a podcast. The Hambledown Down Dream, of course. Changing Ways.
It is really prominently displayed, though. That's all. So,
yeah. What's the yellow one?
Well, right. I want it to be like we're in these, and then it looks like, oh, so that's it's really not that.
That's
but
how you
listen
guys
to
the podcasting.
But Jesse Joyce is in a book himself in the same vein. In fact, probably rates more. He wrote in it. We were just cited. Is it one of these idiot guides?
Yeah. Well, no, it's the competitor. It is. That's what it is. It's the idiot's guide. Yeah.
Okay. Those are the real ones.
The for dummies one, and then there's the. Okay. So I was in the complete idiot's guide to jokes. That's what it was.
Now.
So
Jesse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all know what a snob bitch you snob you are.
Uh huh.
Okay. Is that selling out, writing a book, saying, hey,
I didn't write the book. I was asked to like be one of the contributing, like,
how is that okay to do?
The author asked for my advice on
how do you even have advice? I got advice. You work this exactly the way I, Jesse Joyce, did, or get the fuck out of my planet.
That's what they asked me to do. They were like, tell us how to write jokes. And I was like, all right, since you're listening, I'll tell you.
So what do you tell people?
I don't even remember. It was years ago. I don't remember exactly what advice I had, but it probably involved like, just, you don't have to pay attention to the rest of this book. This little chapter right here. It's not even a whole chapter. It's like a little part of it. But
I know.
What?
He wrote, things that start with K are always funnier, and things happen in threes are always funnier.
I don't know. I might have contributed that. I'm not sure if I did or not. I don't remember. I wish I had it now.
Were you proud of what you wrote, or a little disgusted with yourself because you can't just read a book?
Jokes for dummies. Because I would be annoyed that any fucking idiot off the street would just go grab this fucking book.
It's called How to Write Jokes. Meanwhile, you know you got to go to college for it. You got to marry Jackie the Joke Man. There's a whole process you got to go through. You know that. And you're just like, anybody can do it. Here's a skinny book you can buy as an impulse.
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe I wasn't quite as set in my ways in my youth when I contributed to the book. But
I need this book. This point, do you have a copy, or are you embarrassed by it?
No, I'm not embarrassed by it, but I don't think I have a copy of it. I don't know. Yeah, I've seen it in bookstores, though. Like, every now and again, I'll go flip through because it'll have my name in it. So I'll be like, hey there, look at that.
Yeah. You sound very proud.
Yeah, yeah. Which, by the way, speaking of,
yeah.
When we were talking before, when we had that fucking heated discussion.
Okay, I'll make this quick, folks.
Comedy,
I promise. Go ahead.
being sport-like, and I actually think I made some analogy to it being similar to boxing.
Okay.
And you guys were like, you're a douche, or whatever you guys had.
That's the voice we put on when you're
whatever,
a douche.
Whatever bullshit argument you guys had that you were both attacking me about.
Right.
Louis C.K. twice recently in a magazine interview in the Delta Airlines magazine, and right. then also on Fresh Air on NPR,
Ooh.
He twice yeah. likened stand-up to boxing, said it was exactly like, and explained
I don't think
how and why.
That you were exactly... comparing it to boxing.
I did. Let's go back and fucking find out what I said, because I'm telling you.
Also, there's some douchiness around all your points that sort of bracketed it in doucheland.
You guys bring the douchiness to that.
Okay.
I didn't bring it.
Okay.
Well, nobody, not, well, Jesse Joyce can never bring douchiness to comedy.
No. I'm just saying that I really feel like I ate a bunch of spoonfuls of shit from you guys that.
Well, you're being ridiculous.
And I didn't think that.
Do you know Bill Gates? Do you know Bill Gates?
Not personally, no.
But you know of him.
I'm familiar with his
okay.
work.
Right. He also said, as I have in the Wall Street Journal and in many interviews, fresh air, why not? Probably.
Right.
He equated the word nerd to the N-word.
All right.
Okay. Does that make me right?
Well, it's just but no.
Oh, interesting.
But it's a like it's the person who is arguably like sort of one of the best at the craft in the exact same field.
Bill Gates is pretty good
at being a nerd.
Right, but But
mm-hmm. Suck on that for a week.
No, it's different.
Right. Very good debating.
No, you like
fuck you. You don't have a club.
No, like, I fucking said it's like boxing. You guys are like, it's not like boxing. Okay. And then Louis C.K., who everybody would kind of argue is, like, one of the best comics out there, also said it's like boxing. So, thusly, I'm on the right track, I think, with my point.
He probably meant you really got to dodge and weave these people throwing bottles at you. That's how it's like boxing.
But it's not, it's like, no, like, Bill Gates likening the that's a ridiculous example.
Oh, okay.
You're right. He is a good debater.
Hey, I thought this was funny, by the way.
I'm going to fucking have to come back on again. And, like, once I've thought this one through and then rebut that, Well, you fucks.
You're welcome on again anytime, Ray. Now.
That was awesome. How Ray came with all his fucking notes, you know, to like fucking, I'll show you guys.
I'm like, but now, I didn't really do this. You did do this, Ray. I guess I did.
Yeah, those are all
my points.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I made a little slip there, and I called Jesse Pat a little bit ago. I thought this was funny. Jesse's in, you know, Canada. He was on tour for a while, Missouri, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Canada. He's up in Canada. This guy comes up to him.
This was actually in Wisconsin. That's
Wisconsin.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So,
go ahead.
No, and then he fucking, he was wringing his hands, like he wasn't sure how to tell me this kind of a thing. And right. He came up to me and he was like, I just want to let you know that I'm a bigger fan of yours than I am of Pat Dixon's. And it was like, fucking A, yes. Like, it was like, but it was so weird because it was like, he was like, I guess tonight's the night I'll go to the club and tell him that. You know?
He knew it all day. It was in his head all day.
Yeah. It was like, how do I tell him? And like, when's the right time to tell him?
The wife's like, you know, we have an engagement party the night of this concert. Like, it's not about the stand-up show, honey. I owe a man an apology. And when you're a man and you owe a man an apology. And it's such a fun, like, I'll get these compliments where I got to stand back for a second and be like, is this a compliment?
Yeah.
Like Nikki Glaser said, I saw your stand-up. It's excellent for how long you do stand-up. Mm. And I'm like, I know that's a compliment. I heard the word excellent. So, okay, I'm going to tell you. I was like, what you got to throw in? I thought Pat was so much better than you. Whoa, hold on. There's more.
Yeah.
You turned me around.
Yeah. But forever, I couldn't stand you. But somehow, somewhere along the way, you just fucking got to me.
Did you ask him what joke threw him over?
No, but that would have been funny to go. Yeah, that it was like a specific bit. That he was
sit
like,
him down. Do not leave. Let him go.
Yeah.
Keep asking every neurotic question after neurotic question.
Well, there's that, like, it's an old joke in stand-up that I think is funny, is that some girl comes up to a comic after a show on Saturday and goes, hey, that was fantastic. You're hilarious. I got a blowjob in the parking lot with your name on it. So he's like, all right. So they go out of the parking lot and she like unzips his pants and he's like, hey, did you see the first show or the second show? I always love, because it's like, it doesn't matter, but it does to comics.
Because, you know, he should just get his blowjob. he's out there with his dick on. The point of that joke, by the way, if you didn't buy my book.
It's funny. In fucking Edmonton, by the way.
Most people would just get the blowjob, is what I'm saying. Okay. Comics, their heads are screwed up.
I likened it exactly to the point we were making. But I guess I didn't need to point that out. Oh. But it doesn't matter. The point is.
Hey, do you guys watch the president's speech the other day?
Oh, yeah. On when they broke in during the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was, I happened to be dropping off laundry. And so I listened to a little bit of it. I swear to God, that man said nothing.
He never does. You know
he
what?
Never
he's,
does.
He's, he got me. He's got, all right, I'm going to, I didn't watch it at all. I paid attention to the, I want to hear the new president's State of the Union address. Then he blamed everything on me. We all got to do our part for the working on the space shuttle. I'm like, I didn't go to school for the space shuttle. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Somehow I'm getting yelled at. I'm like, I'm doing the best I can. So it's my responsibility. No, now it's your responsibility. A little bit it's your responsibility, President of the United States. And now this is going to be a speech about the debt ceiling. Oh, what do I have to do with it? I'll pay my taxes. What do you want from me? You know, enough is enough.
That's the thing. You know, they want to borrow, but they don't want to give them a blank check and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whatever's going to happen, we're going to have to kind of go with that.
Right. What am I going to do? Pick it? You have an 800 number? What am I going to do? You know what's... I don't even know. Like...
Should we?
Yeah, sure. What do you think? Like, all of a sudden, so he said the government, they said it, you know, whoever they is, the government's going to can end up run out of money in 7 months. It's like, I doubt it. I doubt it.
But that's like,
well, you know what's fascinating is Reagan gave this exact same speech. Like,
oh, yeah?
I just watched a documentary about Reagan and he did the same thing where he was like, basically how they did this like little pissing contest where then the Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill, then got on and was like, he's wrong about that. Like,
right.
Please write your congressman. Like, they're like fucking, like it's like a divorce and they're like where the kids they're putting in the middle. Like, you know, which one of us do you like better? Like, that's what they're doing. It's very weird. And so if you go back and watch this Reagan documentary on PBS, it's the exact same speech verbatim
so maybe,
and done in the same way.
Maybe they're talking to each other about it. Like, look, I'm telling on you to all these people.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Yeah.
Because the way I see it is, okay, you're running out of money. Let's say me as a human being, I'm running out of money. The rent is about to be due. I'm in debt as well. Some bank wants to give me a credit card. Do I take the credit card? Well, I won't be able to pay the bills if not, but I also won't be able to pay my bills anymore ever if I take out this next credit card. I don't know what to do about everybody's credit card situation, you know?
Right.
I know not to have, you know, coffee out every day because you can save a lot of money having coffee in. Would you like to discuss that with me, President of the United States?
Right. Form a budget. I want Dr. Mom to sit down with the president and explain a few fucking things.
Well, I feel like in a way, too, it's like he was kind of like trying to, like, through his teeth as nicely as possible, explain to people that, like, look, like, you guys who were all fucking, like, giggity-goo about the war, like, doubt you, that's why we're in debt now. Like, it's, like, exactly the conversations I have with my wife about our budget, you know, like, to just, like, okay, fine. Yes, but I just want to remember months ago when we did that thing? That's why we can't do this now.
Okay, the past is the past, Jesse.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's what the fuck, it felt like the exact same situation, you know?
So. Is it going on? Like, you point to her during the speech and be like, that's me, I'm the president, and you're being a big boner.
I don't think that would have
I also wonder if, you know, every time they get up on a podium and they say, things are so bad, that actually causes, you know, more of a scare and the economy to then, I don't know if things are this simple, but this is how simple my head is. You scare me that there's not going to be any more money. I'm going to not spend more money. I'm going to even think like three times now about it because you're telling me bigger things than me. You're the president. You know, like I sometimes listen to the daily, report about money, whatever, you know, for the layman, you know, there's
I
more.
Think that's, is that the New York one? And now for our money, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm on the floor of the Who's It.
Exactly.
A lot of numbers flying around. Back to you. You don't seem to know too much.
I don't.
All right, I'm going to be condescending again. Over here, the New York Times is talking, well, I don't know, if you want to pick up that paper, that's your call. Now let's go to the traffic What's It.
Well, they say things like more unemployment, more people signed up for unemployment in this past month, and you know there's less of this money and things that I can actually understand. And I'm like, fuck, no one's spending money. I shouldn't spend money either. You know, I don't know. At the same time, we want to be aware of our economy. We want to, you know, we don't want people to hide it from us. You know, it's like, should mom and dad fight in front of you? Because you should see mom and dad having normal conversations because I was raised without them fighting. And then, you know, I don't know how to argue, let's say. You know what I mean? So so should they tell us about...
Are you saying that the nation's going to wet its bed now?
Yes.
A lot more.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Here's what, look, I'm not worried about in 7 months, we're going to run out of money. We're never going to run out of money. And if we do, we'll go back to pebbles. We're going to find a way to barter. You know, otherwise it's the end of humanity, quite frankly. But I am now just spending my money willy-nilly because I don't want to be the guy when there's no money with a five in my pocket.
Money isn't valuable anymore.
Yeah, I'll be dead by 11 p.m.
Right.
Forget it. Get rid of this. I'm on board. No money. Tonight we dance.
That's a really smart budget strategy. Everybody get rid of your money.
Jesse, try that out with your wife because that's, you know.
Oh, no. Haley got rid of our money a long time ago.
Well, I noticed, like, you know, Keith's girlfriend is in town now. So he has been spending a lot more because he's now going out. And, you know, when you have.
Fucking women, right? Huh? Can you believe it? That's what they do.
But in general, you're more apt to go out for coffee.
Right.
Jesse, what do you need to go out for coffee for? You're going to sit there and go out for coffee? Not necessarily.
Right.
You're going to make the coffee in your house. But you're with your girl. You know, it's sunny out. You want to sit outside. You want to have your coffee. It's normal, you know, for both men and women. But but now I understand your logic, Keith. Fuck the money. In 7 months, you're not going to have it.
Right.
This is a brilliant plan. I'm going to go with the Keith Malley plan.
I'd rather spend it with her anyway.
That's right.
You know what's funny, though? I got to come clean. I don't really have any problems that everybody's having watching the president's speech and everything. I paid off my portion of the debt some years ago when it was $23,000. Now it's almost $50,000 each for you guys. So that's on you. Yeah, 100 here, 100 there. It adds up, and I'm good. I'm you clean. Got, my hands are clean.
You got some little secret note from fucking President, like the first President Bush, you know, that you keep in a safe behind a painting?
Yeah. Right? It's. I mean, obviously, it's mass-produced. I can't be the only one. But, yeah, it's like, thank you.
So you got caught in that rapture?
Yeah.
Now they took you?
Yeah. Now, it says, like, you know, when there's speeches, obviously, you know, you don't get a special TV set. You're going to have to watch them, too. But you're good. You're clean. And that feels nice. More people should do it. Here's what's going on. We're going to run out of money. The government does. The government has plenty of money, by the way. And here's another study that they did. This is absolutely true. The federal government funded a study that examined what effect a gay man's penis size has on his sex life and general well-being. Maybe that's what you have to look into to know if you want to take this gay marriage thing to a federal level. Which, by the way, let's keep that in mind. It's still not legally legal federally. Now, that's very confusing. I don't really know what it means either. I don't understand what it means. How weed, selling it, dispensing it, how that's legal in California, but not legal on a federal level, not legal in the United States. Last time I checked, these states are part of the United States. It's in the name. It's pretty evident. So FBI could come in and raid a dispensary in San Francisco anytime they want.
And your whole business is shot.
Your business is done. It's illegal. When you file your federal taxes, even if you're gay married, you file them separately because it's not recognized on a federal level. It's not a free-for-all. That's absolutely true. So, but here's what they're doing. Here's the studies that they're doing.
It is very hard to keep track of where I can buy my pot and get people aborted and marry dudes. Like, it's a whole bunch of different states. It's never...
The study was among several backed by the National Institutes of Health that have come under scrutiny from a group claiming the agency is wasting valuable tax dollars at a time when the country's trying to control its debt. This particular research resulted in a 2009 report titled "The Association Between Penis Size and Sexual Health Among Men Who Have Sex with Men." The study, well, that's good because you have a lot of files on your computer. You can just guess what that file was called and it'll pop up. The study reported among its findings that gay men with below average penises were more likely to assume a bottom sexual position, while those with above average penises were more likely to assume a top sexual position.
How much did you say they spent on this?
Almost $1 million, $899,000. If you have a
is that number for real?
Yes, absolutely.
Why would they publish the number? That's interesting.
I think they have to because they probably get funding that's public.
In 2006, they got a grant, $899,769. How about $899,800? We're going to get you better conserve.
It took them 5 years to do the dick size.
Yes. If you have a big dick and you're gay, you probably like to give that. If you don't have a dick to give, chances are you like to take that. That's $1 million. If you have an average dick size, also it says, you're versatile. You can go both ways.
That's so ridiculous. A, who cares?
Right.
Yeah. And B, I think B should be who cares also. It's aggravating.
Well, I would see I think I bring this example up every time it's, you know, time for the big presidential vote. But you see things come up like Barack Obama wanted to spend $6 million to research peanuts. I know what a cashew is, Barack. No thanks. Say no to Barack Obama. And you're like, well, obviously there's more to it. Like peanuts stops AIDS. Right. Allergies. You know, there's something you spend the money on. Now I don't know. Maybe this is what Barack's doing with fucking peanuts. Who the fuck knows? $1 million on a gay study? And it's like, you're just trying to hit the homophobic angle. It's like, no, you're hitting the stupidity angle. That's goddamn ridiculous.
If it was 2006, that was Bush who signed off on that.
There you go. Yeah. His name's Bush. He's talking about dicks over here. Oh, ow. Put that in your fucking book.
We missed those jokes. fucking. It's just.
I'm doing a research. Guys without tongues tend not to go down on women. That's $1,000 minimum.
What will people do, even if you are a sodomite, even if this information applies to you, what will you do with that information?
Did you just call them sodomites?
How is it going to direct? Yes, that's people who sodomize are sodomites. That's what they do. So
In all fairness, he just read the Jefferson Bible.
Yeah, look, so. I'm not bringing any fucking negativity to the content. Like, it just happens that's what.
If you're a part, I follow you. If you're a party animal, you're one that could relate to this. Meanwhile, you're like, yeah, I know what I do.
But yeah, yeah. So it's like, what? How is it going right. to direct your behavior in any way? Like, you're going to go like, well, apparently this whole time I've been sitting on dicks. I've been doing it wrong. Ooh. I need to be the one throwing this in somebody.
I'll tell you something.
I'm sorry, but is sodomy just the act of penis in the butt, or is it the act of forceful and
I don't think it's might necessarily be unwanted. Forceful. I don't know 100%. I'm not. I could okay. do what I usually do and pretend like I know what I'm talking about. But but in this particular instance, I don't want to get a bunch of fucking angry sodomy emails from the listeners. So.
If only there's a way we could find out. Sodomy is an anal or other copulation-like act, especially between males or between male persons or between human being and animal. And one who practices sodomy is a sodomite. The word is derived from the sodomites, the inhabitants of Sodom. The wicked town, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, chapters 18 and 19 of the book of Genesis, if you're curious.
It really quoted that?
I remember that.
You really remember that?
No, it says.
Oh, you fucking motherfucker.
Insane.
So, sounds like you were right, Jesse.
But still, go. I don't think anybody that...
I wish I'd been more convicted about it earlier. Yeah. I wish I hadn't been hot about it.
Yeah, but you still shouldn't go around like, hey... Congratulations, you sodomites can get married now. That might seem out of line, and maybe you see why now. I used to mention how I liked that, it seems a little silly, but when a judge or a jury would hand out life sentences, sometimes your crime is so heinous that you get multiple life sentences.
Yeah.
And I like it. Maybe it says to the victim, you know what, every count we got this guy on. We didn't let anything go. You know, the sodomy, we got him for life, you know, disfiguring your family, we got that him for life. But I also like it in case something crazy happens, like he can come back to life. I don't want no tricks. It's like, luckily you got to come back three more times because we get to take you out.
Oh, now all of a sudden we're living to 500 years and this guy's out.
Right. Who knows?
Right.
I mean, I've heard things. I don't know. You don't know what's true, but I heard if you get in the electric chair. Uh-huh. And it doesn't take. It's
for three times.
If three times you heard?
I heard a certain number of times, but it could be 10 times for all I know.
It's so inhuman that you're now free to go.
Free to go or they're not killing you?
Stupid. I've heard free to go, but
that
you know,
is
who
not
knows?
True.
Who knows?
That is one of those fucking dumb nuggets that people just like, hey, did you know there's more bars per capita here? This is the largest shoe store in the world. Like that fucking ill-researched nonsense that nobody fucking fact-checks.
Well, we're spreading it.
Did I tell you? No, I got it. This is on point. I think, I don't know if I ever mentioned this on the show before, but when we were in Iraq, this troop, he was like 19. Like, he was a great guy, but he was like kind of just like a dummy. You know, like he didn't,
right.
You know, he wasn't much of a reader. And he just.
You say troop, a soldier? What do you mean?
A troop, yes, a soldier. Okay. Yeah. So he was talking to Robert Hawkins and me, and he goes, do you know what these fucking people, do you know they got this rule in Sharia law that if you're sentenced to be executed and you can quote the entire Quran, they just fucking let you go. It's like, no, that's not true.
You know what? I would believe him.
But we came up with this. Like, it was just such a funny, stupid. Because first of all, it's impossible. Like, nobody's right. going to fucking memorize the entire. But we had this running gag, this character that we did for the whole time we were there. Just that, like... That they'd be sitting in front of the council or whatever. You know, it's just like, okay, so what's that? You mean the fighters cite the whole Quran? We just can go on? That's sure, I know the Quran, of course. Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Oh, so now? Oh, you want to do that now? Oh, okay, I mean, are you sure? Because, you know, we've been here a long time. It's kind of hot, you know. If you'd rather, we can come back tomorrow or...
He doesn't even know how
now.
It starts.
Okay, here we go. Anyone? Glass of water? Anything before we... Because this is a long... Once I get started, you know, I'm not going to be able to stop. I'm just going to keep on reciting the Quran. Just start to finish. I get really into it. So, I get... Okay, if you want to... All right, here we go. Ready? All right. Like I said, no turning back.
He's okay, here we go.
The Quran.
This is the Hebrew Bible.
By Allah. Chapter 1.
Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz ve-aretz haya tov uvohu. At least they had us memorize this.
Look at that.
What is that?
You're free to go.
It's the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know what she did, but she's innocent from now on.
anything.
Whatever. You got a free pass, lady. What the hell? What was that?
In the beginning, God created I don't know what you people call it. I just knew it was the beginning of the Bible.
Huh. Yeah. All right. How far in do you have that?
Not that far. I can bits and pieces will come back, but for a long time I still remember my first Torah reading when I was 12, and they had me learn through the Torah. I still remember dumb shit. Like,
is it really like big scrolls?
Yes.
It is, really?
Yes, and still? You're not allowed to touch it.
You can't touch the big scrolls?
It's a scroll. You're not allowed to touch it because it's magic paper. And so you actually have a pointer that's a holy pointer, and you could point with that and follow along with that, but you can't put your finger on it to follow along.
You can't follow along with your tongue, right? That'd be very disrespectful. Yeah. Here's something. This is a good point being written in. This is one of these crazy laws you hear about. If you get pulled over from a cop and he's about to give you a DUI, you can get out of it if you can say the alphabet backwards. Isn't that something?
Did you ever hear? I think a listener wrote in or something. I think it was on this show that somebody said that the other fucking retarded, if you get pulled over, here's what you do. You have a bottle of whiskey, unopened. You know what I'm talking about?
Vaguely, but first of all, you always need that with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need to have an unopened bottle of whiskey at all times. Like the amount of preparation that you'd have to do to fucking
to drive drunk.
Drive drunk at all times. Like that kind of goes against the. Yeah, yeah. Like you don't really plan ahead when you drive drunk. But these. So anyway, so you get the full bottle that is capped and closed, and when you get pulled over. You exit the vehicle very dramatically with the bottle in your hand and the car keys. You throw the keys. You open the bottle. You guzzle it right in front of him so that then he can't tell if you were already drunk before or what. It's just it's like...
I have heard of
they're
that.
They're going to arrest you for being a fucking asshole. Like, that's not going
to... Here's the thing, though. I have heard of that, but I have tried to get out of... when I was younger, I used to get out of the vehicle, knock on the cop's window and go, "What you doing? Don't write me a ticket because I'm young and an asshole."
No, because you're a woman.
Yes. You did what?
Oh, whenever I said last time I said, you know, "Hey, men," when's the last time a cop said hi to you?
Never.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's
okay.
Ever
very
happened.
Good. So women just have it a little differently. Hey, women, when's the last time you held a police officer's gun? You know, when's the last time you wore his hat and twiddled his baton and whistled down the street and he took you home because you were too drunk at a club and let you turn on the siren? It's a different fucking world.
It's probably once a year.
You can blow my whistle.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. In New York City, that I can... People could do... Women, yes, I will agree with you. But you start going upstate or Jersey where the troopers are, and you even try to get out of the car, they will pull their guns on you so fast. So to get out of the car with two things in your hand, they'll shoot you.
It's exactly, you're going to get kneecapped if you do that.
You can't make quick, you know, sudden moves. They have their gun out, you know, it's sick.
Didn't Dina do this or was it her plan? She got pulled over. No, she
said she should have done it or something.
Oh, okay. Her plan was to, if this ever happened again, she said, "I get pulled over and I'm drunk and I'm obviously going to get busted. I should have got out of my car, ran to my house, which was like 10 feet away, and started chugging booze and just go, 'I got nervous.'"
I think this is the same idea.
Right,
this is the same crazy thought of getting
that
away
counts
with it.
Counts on her getting pulled over within running distance of her home, though?
No, she did, though. If it ever happens again, exactly that way.
Oh, okay, got it. Right.
McBain looked this up while we were talking, by the way, about the Quran. If you have the Quran and you're reading it, you can keep reading it straight through and shoot whoever you want. And it's like a home base thing in TAG.
Oh,
you can,
wow.
You're allowed to do whatever you want as long as you're reading straight through.
Thanks, McBain.
Well, here's a point that I'm making about giving the multiple life sentences. A man woke up, and I've been reading a lot of these stories lately. A man woke up after 21 hours in a morgue fridge. A South African man, it's always these countries, awoke to, and by these countries, I mean everything other than ours. But it's always the uncivilized countries. You know, you have your England, you have your Americas. Other than that, come on, your India, who knows what the fuck's going on there? South Africa, come on. South African man awoke to find himself in a morgue fridge nearly a day after his family thought he had died. Health department spokesperson said the man awoke Sunday afternoon, 21 hours after his family was called in an undertaker who sent him to the morgue after an asthma attack.
Oh, wow.
So that's what you could do in these countries, by the way. You just go, problem, Undertaker. So they don't even call the police. They don't even, they just go, all right, you sure he's dead? Because I can't check. They don't embalm him.
We better call a hole digger.
Right.
We just better get somebody to dig a hole for this guy.
The morgue owner said he sent his driver to collect the body shortly after the family reported the death. The man was around 80 years old. When he got there, the driver examined the body, checked his pulse, looked for a heartbeat. There was nothing. He said, good enough. I'm telling you, when I die and I go to a real hospital and they pronounce me dead, just throw me in a corner somewhere. 3 days.
Right.
Just throw me in a corner. Put a bunch of those Christmas tree car fresheners around my neck.
Give me a bell so when I wake up.
Yeah.
A day after the staff put the body into a locked refrigerated compartment. Yeah, okay. And by the way, when I'm in the morgue waiting for the burial,
what? Don't lock
leave it unlocked.
Yeah, yeah. Just in case.
That's what I was wondering. Did he start knocking? And I imagine it's pretty soundproof.
But a day after staff put the body into a locked refrigerated compartment, morgue workers heard someone shouting for help. They thought it was a ghost, the morgue owner said.
No.
He said, let me remind you, I'm in South Africa.
What? Yeah. You're an ass. You totally got me.
I couldn't believe it. I was also scared, but they were my employees, and I had to show them I wasn't scared, so I called the police. Police arrived. The group entered the morgue together.
Wow.
I was glad they had their firearms in case.
Like an extra hour that he was stuck in the refrigerator while the fucking cops came to show up.
I was
freaking out. Too.
Yeah, I was glad they had their firearms in case something wanted to fight with us.
Holy he says shit. That.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He asked, "How did I get in here?"
It's zombies. It could be zombies.
And
stupid.
And then the morgue worker, he said, "Welcome to South Africa." The health department said the man. Was then taken to a nearby hospital for observation and later discharged by doctors who deemed him stable. My lord.
I like that their immediate thought was like there might be a monster in our fridge as opposed to maybe I don't know how to check a pulse.
Right.
You know,
it's not me. I know.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Like I'm not a total idiot, but there's probably a zombie in there.
Or he's like he's like, what are the chances? We put a live body in there, and maybe as I'm talking, he'll die.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Nobody will know. No, he's still alive. Well, fuck me.
Yeah. It is so much less likely that I misdiagnosed a guy. What is probably the case is there is an undead monster in that refrigerator who's going to get us, so we better call cops with guns.
Zombies are dead.
Oh, are they? Oh, okay, whatever. I don't know.
I told you how when I get rich, if the all the money, if we still have money in 7 months, you know, and a lot of it later goes to me, I'm hoping, you know, we all are. I'm going to break a lot of these Guinness World Records because I find a lot of them just so lame and laughable. You know, world's tallest milkshake. I'm going to spend money on somebody making that plus one scoop.
Right.
The world's largest hamburger, I'm adding an ounce to it.
Right.
That kind of thing. Well, here's one that I won't be able to get, I guess.
There's one. I don't mean to cut you off.
Sure.
There's one in Iowa. There's the, it's Iowa's biggest frying pan because they were trying to beat the world's biggest and they fucking missed it. Literally. And so there's like a sign now that like, they're like, well, now we have this giant fucking frying pan. So what do we do? So they just call it Iowa's biggest frying pan.
Oh, it's Iowa's.
Yeah. Because they wanted it. They were shooting for the world's biggest, but they... Right. They didn't make it.
I have a saying. Measure twice.
Yeah, that's true.
Cut once. Count them up. This young man, 1 year old. Look at this. This is actually grosser than that fungus that was in my ear the other day. This young man, 1 year old, has 34 fingers and toes.
What the Christ?
34 fingers and toes. Now, had he kept that, he would have been very good at math.
And piano.
He has 7 fingers on each hand. 10 toes on each foot. Guess where he was born? Not America. Not America. It doesn't happen in Wisconsin. This happens in India, of course. Of course you believe in zombies and gods in these countries.
Right.
You have horrible medical care. Medical care. What do they have? I bet they brag medical care is free, too. Oh, America, you have to pay for medical care? Yeah. Somehow we don't have kids with 34 toes. I'm so happy to see my baby as it was our first child, said the mom. But later, when I saw his fingers, I was shocked and surprised. I would have noticed right away, to be honest. I really think I would have, no matter how thrilled I was. He's from northern India, and India is the worst.
Wait, it doesn't say that part.
Not per se, but.
Right. Hey, listen, you know, like he could really like he could probably make some decent money or whatever. You know, just like he's got an extra like to kind of like I'll cut off my finger for. You want to see that?
Right, maybe
like,
he probably I mean? Right, he like, probably doesn't feel it.
Who wants to see me cut off a finger? Like he has at least fucking 20 to play with.
You know what would be exciting to see? Him doing that bar knife game.
Yeah, oh my god, that would be incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's called, by the way. A New Mexico man, that's another country, right? He is indicted
it's in our country.
I don't know. I've seen it on TV. A New Mexico man indicted on charges that he handed out yogurt samples tainted with semen at a grocery store. Made his initial appearance in federal court. Of course, he has a lawyer.
Right.
The lawyer's wife is very proud of him. Where are you going? To the courthouse. Right. What are you working on today? Oh, my friends are here, by the way. Tell them what you're working on today, honey. I'm very curious, too. There's a yogurt sample. Okay, I gotta go.
Right.
You're defending yogurt. Well, like they don't give enough. There's too much fat in the yogurt. Too much protein. All right, I'm gonna go. honey, what do you mean? What's? I'm very excited. You're a lawyer. You went to school for it. Your parents are excited. My parents are excited. I got a catch. I got quite the catch. My man is a lawyer. What are you doing today, honey?
gotta give out a semen.
What's that, honey? Something simple? Semen. Simple?
Semen.
You're helping out a seaman. I gotta go. Anthony Garcia was indicted Wednesday by a federal grand jury of charges of adulterating food and making false statements to federal investigators. He was sodomizing this yogurt.
Yeah.
The 32-year-old Garcia remains in custody pending a detention hearing Friday. He has not yet entered a plea. Sure, let me think about it. You know what? Can you speed this up and just say guilty? I haven't decided yet which way I want to go.
He's not going to say guilty.
He's going to fire his lawyer. He's going to start defending himself. Then you're like, what do you have to say for yourself? And he's like, the Quran.
Chapter 1. By the way, final meal, I would like a pound of yogurt, please. And it's like, well, we didn't even get to the trial yet. Yogurt, please. Garcia is accused of handing out tainted yogurt samples at a sunflower market in Albuquerque in January. Look at this. How many times do you go to these sample things? I'll eat anything you put it out.
Yeah, but are you going to eat fucking a cup of yogurt?
I don't know.
From a dude with a Mexican dude with an erection? I don't think you are.
I don't think he has his erection anymore.
This has got to be a turn on for like, why else would you do it? Like, it's obvious. It's got to be some, you know what I mean? So he's like, go ahead, try it.
You probably find out it's probably too late. You eat it. Boom, motherfucker! Like, what? You like?
I'm pretty sure his erection is already in your yogurt.
Officers responded after a woman. Yeah, that's what he said. But he's happy afterwards. You eat it, and he's like, ah!
It's got to be part of the fantasy. Like, other, you know, like jerking off in yogurt is not nearly as satisfying as everybody thinks it is.
Believe me.
Trust me on this. But then when you like the fun is when you like you trick other people into eating it. So that's where it's.
He thinks he's hilarious.
Yeah.
That was good. What shelf is that on? Bottom shelf. Excuse me? Officers responded after a woman called to report an employee had given her what she was told was a yogurt sample. The woman told police she believed it was actually a bodily fluid.
Oh, my God. She could taste it.
Police say they tested the yogurt and found semen.
Oh, God.
Police tasted it. They did that old school cop thing where he puts his like pinky finger, like, let me see.
In the cocaine.
Yep.
I really did think you were reading, he tasted the yogurt. The cops tasted it.
They linked it to Garcia using DNA. I think it's funny, the woman going, there's semen in this. And the boyfriend's like, shut the fuck up. That there's semen in this yogurt. Okay, you don't like it. Don't make a fucking scene.
And what do? Do you go for another sample? Like, for my sister. And then you take it to the cops? I
can't imagine that the kind of guy who would do this would be holding it together while he's handing out the samples. Like that, that there wouldn't be a tell when, like, this guy wouldn't have a tell when he's giving you the, you know, like, here you go. You know, like, it's clear there's got to be something.
Well, the guy's husband
tipped him off.
The guy's husband is like, we've been together 3 years. He never blew me once.
How would you know what semen tastes like?
How do you know about semen? Semen and yogurt. You don't know. You never had it out my dick. Where are you getting the semen?
I wonder if I tasted the semen in the yogurt, if I would even say anything. I think I would just be like, this tastes wrong and I don't want to know anymore.
Why would you
throw it out?
Right, you wouldn't even think it's really semen.
Like, I know. I would just think it's bad yogurt.
Right.
Yeah.
The guy goes, no, just bleach. And it's like, I'm calling the cops. Too much. Far too much. A porn star, you might know him, he's a star, Raul Armenteros.
Do you know him? Anyone? Anyone?
I do not.
You know what, though? Maybe I do.
This is the guy with the yogurt?
No. This is a separate story. There's like three guys in porn, it seems like. Like, I recognize these dudes' faces whenever I see porn. So maybe we know Raul. I don't know. He's best known as Raymond. Oh, okay. All right. From the web porn reality show, Bang Bus, which, of course, is scripted. He was arrested in Miami, along with his friends James Arroyo Jr., on 22 counts of animal cruelty. Police found these animals in his van: roosters, pigeons, goats, a duck. One of the goats was dead at the time of the bust. They are held on $110,000 bail.
Sounds like he's getting married to some foreign chick.
Yeah.
I will give you these goats and roosters.
Police were responding to reports of a baby crying in the van. No baby was found. However, over 20 overheated animals. And you can't help but wonder, you know, it's a shame. This guy's in porn. You can't help your mind wonder, what new movie are you working on? But maybe porn doesn't pay too much and there's something in stealing animals. Bang Bus is a staged web series, if you're curious, in which actresses portray supposedly random women who are picked up to have sex with supposedly random men in the back of a van.
Oh, I heard about this porn. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I knew that was fake. Sounded too hot.
Well, sometimes you got to take a...
Jesse just judged me.
She's acting like a regular sodomite. Just right
sounds,
around.
Yeah, it sounds so fucking hot to get banged in the back of an overheated bus with a like surrounded by chickens.
Whatever.
For $799,000, how much you guys got on you? You can have the keys to the city, the whole city, the entire South Dakota town of Scenic.
Everyone's house?
You know what? You throw another $100,000 into that, and you could do a 5-year test about which is what size dick is better to take in the ass.
Or I could own a whole city.
Yeah. And still have $100,000.
Right. To ask gays questions.
Yeah.
What the fuck is costing so much?
You could have bought that fucking city and then spent the extra $100,000 to just bus in gays on a bus full of chickens.
I guess
let them ass fuck each other and then ask them when they get off the bus.
The people who do the study, they're more researchers than, I guess, they know how to make a deal with somebody. They're like, all right, I got $1 million. I need to know if you're a top or a bottom. What's it going to cost me? Half of it, you fucking idiot. Damn. All right.
Yeah, you are a tough negotiator.
You are good.
Lauren just wrote in, Bang Bus is fake?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sweetheart. Isn't this a sad day?
Sorry, everybody.
The entire South Dakota town of Scenic, including a food store, post office, and two jails, is for sale. Scenic used to be quite the little town in its day, says this liar. In its heyday, he said, the cowboy and railroad town had a bank, grocery stores, and even a hotel.
Bank and grocery stores.
Yeah, that's your selling point? Like, ah, yeah, back. You should have seen it before. We had a grocery store.
You know what? People were saying, why a cave, Keith? This whole, everybody's stupid and on this fucking planet. Whole world's going to shit. Why you got to live in a cave? I don't. Now I have a goal. My own town, my own fucking rules. And yes, you can marry a cow. I don't care. We have dominion over the beasts.
It looks like a small story, but do they have why, like what the motivation is? Why are they selling the town?
I guess they need the money. They need the money to move.
Who's they, though? Like
them?
The grocery store, the bank.
Everybody's going to just fucking evacuate, and they're going to split it, whatever.
It really seems like everybody left. The one guy's just left there, and he's like,
yeah,
okay, I'll sell it.
I
guess I'll put it up.
Yeah,
I'll put it for sale.
I bet I can get it for $2,000.
Yeah.
I bet a hamburger. Nothing's in that grocery store. I bet you get it cheap. Hey, I want to mention this. We mentioned it before. I want to say it again. Today's show. It's brought to you by DangerBin.com.
DangerBin.com is a daily comedy blog with a short new post every day. Can't think today? Take a thought from DangerBin.com. Visit DangerBin.com now and everyone sing along. Ready? That's DangerBin.com.
That is fun. That is fun. I'm going now.
Ah, that's good times.
I'm going right now. Hey, listen to this. You know, of course, Germany, you know, very strict about, they're not pleased with this Hitler thing now. They don't want you to associate them with Nazis. That's what they got going. Yeah. You can't have the Nazi symbol. You can't buy paraphernalia. You can't be funny and make the Hitler salute, you know, in that place. Well, you can't even. Listen to this. An Israeli orchestra yesterday broke a taboo as it played the music of Adolf Hitler's favorite composer, Richard Wagner, in Germany. Some 700 spectators in Wagner's hometown loudly applauded the Israel Chamber Orchestra as its 34 musicians concluded their concert with Siegfried Idol. You weren't even allowed to play the music of somebody that Adolf Hitler enjoyed.
Oh, well. Huh. That's a bit much.
I don't know. Maybe it's not. Yeah. You ruined it for you.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, as long as there's 87-year-olds still walking around in Germany,
right?
Those rules fucking stay.
Yeah, how important is it to play that song?
Yeah.
What do you think, ma'am? And she raises her hand, and there's numbers tattooed on her wrist. Hmm. I don't like it. How about that? Fuck you. I don't think you really care, do you, ma'am? Nope. Fuck you. But I'm voting no. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, like if they pulled the plug on that they should just have every concert goer go around and like just round up 87-year-old dudes and slap them in the face. Like, there you go. You ruined this for us.
What was the song?
What's the name of the song?
Yeah.
Siegfried Idol, I believe.
Hmm.
Why?
I don't know. Now I want to learn it.
You're just curious.
Yeah.
Shame on you. Of all people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot, but I know that like it's not like Haiti music, you know, like it's just fucking classical music.
Mm.
Who knows? You play it backwards? I don't know what's going on. You play some Wagner backwards? It sounds like Adolf Hitler giving a speech.
Wagner.
Wagner.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's been saying Wagner.
Well, yeah. But that's how it's spelled.
Okay. Spelled how you spell? I am so angry with Hitler, I won't pronounce it right. It's Wagner to me, and it's always going to be Wagner. Sorry, this is just in. Fuck Hitler. I want to mention this website. It's jessejoyce.com.
Yeah.
And you go over there.
J-E-S-S.
Oh, my God. Don't. Please don't fucking make a website jingle. That would be horrendous.
J-E-S-S-E-J-O-Y-C-E.
com. So you go there, you're going to see Jesse and that's where fun. He performs.
You love it.
Yeah, he's like, okay, but I won't stop you if you do it again.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Yeah. So you'll see where he performs. You'll see his CDs there. You get to know everything that's going on. His email address is on there if you want to write him a letter and say, hey, I used to despise you. You said something funny today on the show, and I'm okay with you. So that's a compliment. I'll be right there, honey. I got to write a man a letter. You knew we're going to be late. You knew where we were. Hold on. When a man is a man,
he
has
my word.
Right. My word is good. And I took the time to email that he's shit. I will now take the time to email him that I could tolerate him. Where are you going to be at?
I'm going to be in Appleton, Wisconsin, the 4th through the 6th of August. And then I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the 11th through the 13th. And then I'm in Anchorage, Alaska, the 15th through the 21st.
Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
You've been there before, right?
I have, once before.
Are they protected of Sarah Palin? Do you have to watch what you say?
Yeah. Well, first, it's a very weird, like, they almost don't consider themselves a state.
Yeah?
You know, like, they really have this, like, don't you be coming in from the lower 48 telling us how to do shit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
They have that.
Don't you wish some of these states would secede? It's okay, Texas, see you on Thursday.
Yeah.
I think it's the same in Hawaii. They have that attitude. Like, you came in and you took over, and now there's all this shit that we have to go with.
Yeah, like if we didn't go there.
It's not like, in Hawaii at least, like, you'll meet Hawaiians who would go like, yeah, you guys came in here, like, this is what we looked like, you know, like.
Right.
But alas, there was fucking nobody. Like, there was, like, it's not like the Eskimos, like the Inuits or the Eskimos who were saying that. It's like bearded fucking pirates that like moved up there who now are like, yeah, fuck everything. You know, they really are a group of pirates up there.
I do understand why they probably do hate outsiders because they have to live there and you go there for a day or two and you're like, it's fun. Look, we're in an ice hotel. It's like, you motherfucker, I live in a nice house.
Yeah.
Like, you, how is this fun? You said, like, it's so cold. It's the summer. Like, isn't that fun? It's kind of weird to think about. It's like, you motherfucker, my kid has frostbite. You think this is fun? It's like when we go on the show Survivor.
Yeah.
Survive in Samoa. And the Samoans are like, I live here, dickhead.
Right.
You're really shitting on us by saying that.
Fucking, they, I was there last time in, like, March, and that's where it was starting to warm up. And they were finding, every day in the newspaper, they're finding a new dead body.
Whoa.
Like, that, like, because, like, they were thawing out, you know? And that's what happens. They just, like, in March and April, like, almost every day, they find a new dead guy with his hand, like, wrenched around a vodka bottle in the middle of a park somewhere.
You wait, man. With global warming, with everything that's going on, whatever you want to call it. I mean, let's be honest. This planet's fucked up, whatever you want to call it. It's going to melt. I don't know if it's going to happen in our lifetime. But you're going to see that Alaska is going to look like the battlefield of the movie 300. There are bodies all over the place. You'll see.
Fucking, no, but this cracked me. So, like, this place that you do shows, it's fucking awesome. Like, it's just like a pirate ship. It's called Chilcoot Charlie's, and there's, like, a big, like, there's a metal. You can't go into the place without going through a metal detector, and there's just, like, the bouncers are enormous. They're, like, 6'9", these giant lumberjack fucking, you know, just aggressive Alaskans, you know? And then you get in there, and they were short-staffed the week I was there because one of the bouncers had had his eyebrow bitten off by a customer earlier that week, and then the other two were on probation because they choked a guy to death in the parking lot like 6 months ago. So they're
six months, they're still here.
Yeah, but they're not fired. They're like the trial is or whatever. Like they're
a
still
trial.
Yeah, whatever. So anyway,
By the way, I'm sorry. In Alaska, if you go to trial, and the judge to quiet down people or to begin the case bangs the ice gavel and it snaps in half, you're free to go.
If you can stay in a barrel full of chili water up to your nipples for 15 minutes, free to go. And then there's this like this little guy, he's great. He's like a little guy. His name's Joe, and he's like a little midget in a tuxedo, and he works the door just because it's wacky. And they had this picture. I'll show it to you. It's on my phone. There's a picture of it, just a grizzled Vietnam vetty fucking wild-eyed dangerous Alaskan on the wall next to the cash register where you pay to get in, and underneath it says, "Do not let him in, he is a murderer."
Wow.
That's what it says. He's a murderer.
And then you point to the sign. No, you can't.
Yeah. And it's like, that's what you guys do with murder? You guys have fucking laws? Like, they just like, we're just going to not, like, get out of here, murderer.
It's got to be easy. Like, what I like about it.
They just shun murderers.
Right. It's got to be easy to find criminals there, right? I mean, like, where are you going to go? I remember there was a promo for, I don't know if it was Hawaii 5-0 or something like that, and it's cops that took place on Hawaii. I never saw the show, but the promo was funny where they're chasing after this guy, and then they catch him. They go, "Where are you going? It's a fucking island."
Yeah.
Where the hell are you going? That is Alaska inbred?
Inbred?
Yeah, it has to be, doesn't it?
I don't know. But I do know that the population is something outrageous, like 7-1 guys to women.
Man.
Eesh.
Yeah. So it is a...
Well, good luck, man.
Yeah.
All right. Did you say a joke, like a Sarah Palin joke, and you saw the crowd?
Yeah,
I did.
And And that's what, they get like really sensitive about it. But then after the show, they'll deck on her the whole, like, they'll be like, "Hey, she's a fucking dumb cunt."
You know what?
Right. But when you're, they don't want you to do it because you're an outsider.
We were in England. You know, it's kind of like, it's like how people are allowed to talk about God. It's like when you're in England, how you're allowed to talk about the Queen. The Queen's ridiculous, the English people will say. That's, you know, they don't. She doesn't make laws while she's shitting her drawers. Don't worry about it. She's a figurehead. It's just something for fun. And then you go, "Yeah, fuck your Queen." Whoa! Wow! Whoa!
Yeah. Right. No, I was just saying what you said. You know, right.
Like, whoa! No. So check out Jesse Joyce's website, of course. It's hisname.com. See what's going on. See him live. We've seen him live. We think you're fantastic, obviously.
Thanks, everyone.
And that's that.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
See ya. KeithandTheGirl.com.